Chris Ripple made news at the end of August when his perceived threats to North Star Borough staff resulted in a temporary security lockdown at borough offices. Ripple considers himself a sovereign citizen who is not subject to taxation and contends borough staff are liable for selling his property.
They're putting themselves in personal peril, as in jeopardy, as in I can file legal claim against them, and that is peril, financial peril. These people can be individually sued.
Ripple's claim is based on his filing what's called an allodial land patent or title.
Honestly, I have never heard of this word before.
Denise Goss at Yukon Title Company in Fairbanks looked up allodial patent in a real estate dictionary.
The definition in this book states land owned by individuals as opposed to the feudal system of ownership of all land by king or ruler.
The State Department of Natural Resources confirms Ripple filed documents tracing his property's ownership from the federal government to him, which he says negates any borough authority over it.
You change that deed to where it's not real estate, because real estate is a complete lie.
Allodial patent, allodial title is not recognized under state law.
Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the borough doesn't recognize it either, but he does not dispute Ripple's ability to sue.
I'm not a tax attorney or a title attorney, but we're going to continue to go through with our administrative processes.
A Forbes magazine article cites failed cases in other states in which people have tried to use allodial title to get out of paying property taxes. Williams says it usually takes about a month to close on a foreclosure sale, after which it's up to the new owner to deal with anyone living on the property. Ripple's home burned on August 23rd, a fire that remains under investigation. Ripple says he's living in a garage on the property and has no plan to leave, but emphasizes he's a peaceful person. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.